The new vice president swears in new senators, and there's a new balance of power in the U.S. Senate. On Capitol Hill, I'm Mitchell Miller.
If you happen to come out for Inauguration Day, what was it like near the Capitol?
I'm Ken Duffy.
At 1010, Vice News political correspondent Liz Landers joins us to talk about the new chapter in American history.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando, just ending an Inauguration Night concert for the pandemic age. John Legend feeling good at the concert televised on several networks with few people there in person. The president spoke from the Lincoln Memorial.
America's story depends not on any one of us, not on some of us, but on all of us, on we the people.
White House correspondent Nancy Cordes has more on a busy first day in office.
President Joe Biden struck one simple theme in his 21-minute inaugural address. Unity.
My whole soul is in this. Bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation.
He spoke from the spot that was recently overrun by pro-Trump rioters. He was candid about the divisions confronting him as he takes office.
We must end this uncivil war.
That message about mending fences was woven throughout the day.
Kamala Harris has made history as the first woman and the first black vice president. CBS's Nicole Killian.
With her hand on the Bible that once belonged to her hero, Justice Thurgood Marshall, Kamala Harris made history.
So help me God.
Harris's moment was greeted with fist bumps, first by the 44th President Barack Obama, and then by Michelle Obama. A special moment and a long way from her humble California beginnings.
Outgoing Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had a gift for the former senator turned vice president.
To our very distinguished former colleague, Madam Vice President, please accept this flag with the highest compliments and congratulations. Of the United States Senate.
It was also a busy first day for White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki outlining some of the new administration's priorities, like a COVID relief deal worth nearly $2 trillion.
The package wasn't designed with the number $1.9 trillion as a starting point. It was designed with the components that were necessary to give people the relief they needed.
Also much needed, more coronavirus vaccine. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
An increasing number of states are reporting they are running out of the vaccine. Tens of thousands of people who were able to get appointments for a first dose are seeing them canceled. Just half of the 31 million doses distributed nationwide have been administered.
In Orlando, a leader of the far-right group Proud Boys has been arrested for taking part of the storming of the Capitol 2 weeks ago. The FBI has also been searching Joseph Biggs' home in Ormond Beach, Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 258 points. The NASDAQ gained 260. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed immediately delivers quality candidates from our resume database when you upgrade your job post. Get started at Indeed.com/credit.
It is 10:03 here on Wednesday evening, January 20th, 2021. 24 degrees in Reston. That's about as cold as it's expected to get tonight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. The celebrations for the new president and his spouse, and of course, a history-making vice president and her spouse coming into office tonight, concluded with a fireworks display that a lot of local observers say was even better than we get every summer during the 4th of July. And as the new administration moved in, there was more history today.
With WTOP's Mitchell Miller on the Hill, this is coverage of the inauguration of President Biden and Vice President Harris. 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
We have turned the page to a new chapter in the history of our democracy.
The new Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, now that Democrats control the Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris swore in three new senators, Georgia Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, and Alex Padilla, who will replace her from California. There was a humorous moment as Harris read the language, setting up the fact that she's no longer a senator.
Certificate of appointment to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of former Senator Kamala D. Harris of California.
Democrats and Republicans are now divided in the Senate 50-50, and the new vice president can have the deciding vote. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
For the most part, people heeded the advice to stay off D.C. streets this Inauguration Day and night.
But there were several small pockets of people who made their way to the Capitol to celebrate. WTOP's Ken Duffy was with them.
Small groups of people here for Inauguration Day as a drum corps showed up behind us near the north side of the Capitol. Otherwise, very small numbers of folks showing up because many were told to stay away, one because of security reasons and the other because of COVID-19. We spoke to one man who lives in the Noma neighborhood talking about all this security.
I think it's okay. I think we feel safer. I think everyone did a really good job.
And those who did show up took pictures with their Biden signs with the Capitol as a backdrop. Near the Capitol building, Ken Duffy, WTOP News.
D.C. will start to look like its old self pretty soon over the next day and a half. The removal of security fences and concrete barriers is underway. Some roadways and bridges starting to gradually reopen. And district officials say the breakdown will likely take 36 hours. This aligns with the end of the inauguration pause on indoor dining in D.C. That expires Friday morning. So restaurants will then be able to return to 25% of maximum capacity. In about 2 minutes, we'll get an update from Bob Immler on what's starting to reopen and how traffic is moving tonight. D.C. is opening up more appointments for older residents to get their first COVID vaccine shots. D.C. Health says starting at 9 a.m., about 2,200 new appointments will become available for residents 65 and older who live in priority zip codes or healthcare workers. Those priority zip codes cover most of wards 1, 4, 5, 7, and 8. You'll have to register online or by phone. Because demand for the vaccine is so high, those appointments are expected to fill up quickly in D.C. Prince George's County teachers and school staff could start getting COVID-19 shots next month under a deal being worked out with a local healthcare provider. That has the system's CEO saying she's more optimistic about the possibility of reopening schoolhouse doors.
COVID numbers in the community will influence decisions being made by the school system and everything subject to change. But right now, hybrid learning in Prince George's could begin possibly in spring for small groups in specific grades or categories, such as those in special education or learning English. If a change is announced, families would have the option of finishing the school year under the hybrid method or with distance learning. As for the preferred COVID metrics, one is a rolling 14-day average of 91 or fewer new daily cases. Right now, it's 468. Christy King, WTOP News.
Prince George's County Public Schools are trying to reopen by Monday, February 1st. The people in charge of the school system are urging every employee to get vaccinated. Of course, this plan could be delayed if infection rates remain high. If they resume in-person learning this spring in Prince George's, they expect to return small groups of students, such as specific grade levels and special education, using the hybrid model. 10:07 here on WTOP, and still to come, Vice News political correspondent Liz Landers describes today as opposite day, two very different administrations from yesterday to today. We'll keep you updated here on WTOP.
Inauguration Day on the inauguration.